Hi. Hey, hello there. Hi, boys and girls. Hi, kids. Hey, get in here right now because it's time for the party. With Big John and... Sparky!
Now, boys and girls, it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled, Prisoners of Love. And indeed, we were prisoners of love. Mayor Plumfront, Sparky, and I were locked up in a hotel room on the 12th floor of a Miami Beach hotel, all because Miss Daffodil Dilly, ex-girlfriend of the mayor, wanted to make sure that the mayor would be there when she got back. Mayor's taking a dim view of this. He doesn't think that he'd ever want to marry Daffodil Dilly, but she has other plans.
Boy.
How long are we going to have to stay locked up in this hotel room?
Oh, goodness knows, lad. Goodness knows. I guess we'll have to stay here until the Widow Dilly gets good and ready to unlock that there door and let us out again.
Well, how long have we been locked in here?
According to my watch, it was 11:30 this morning when the Widow Dilly appeared in the doorway and locked us up. And it's 2 o'clock now.
11:30, 12:30, 1:30, 2 o'clock. Boy, he's been locked in here for 2.5 hours.
Yes. Yeah, and goodness knows when that woman is going to come back and let us out.
Oh, telephone's ringing. Telephone's ringing.
You better answer it, Mayor. Perhaps it's the widow calling you.
Yeah, I'll get it. Hello? Now listen, if this is the widow, Dilly, let me tell you something.
Oh, Mayor, I just knew you'd want to tell me something. Suppose you tell it to me in the romantic atmosphere of the hotel dining room.
Now listen here, Daffodil Dilly.
I'll come up and let you out of your room if you promise to take me to lunch, Mayor.
Now listen, Daffodil, I want you
to... Remember, Mayor, honey, you stay locked in that room till you promise to take me to lunch. Will you, Mayor?
Well, all right, Daffy. All right. Guess you fellas heard that. I gotta take her to lunch.
Boy, Mayor. I sure am surprised, disgusted, and disappointed in you.
But, lad, why?
Because you're going to take the Widow Dilly to lunch.
Well, yes, lad, but if I hadn't promised to take her to lunch, she would have kept us locked up in this here hotel room perhaps forever.
Yeah, but you know what? You know what? She'll talk love talk to you.
Well, look, lad, I can always let her love talk go in one ear and out the other. You know how your old mayor can do that, don't you, lad?
Boy, I'd just as soon stay locked up in this hotel room forever.
Now, Sparky, lad, look, I'm making this here supreme sacrifice for you and Buster. If it wasn't for the two of you, well, I wouldn't bother with it at all.
Well, listen, somebody's putting a key in the lock of our door. That's probably the Widow Dilly.
Now, see, lad, we're going to get out of our room.
No, I don't care.
Well, aren't you hungry, lad? I mean, we're going downstairs to the dining room and have something to eat.
Well, I'm not going to eat if I have to sit and listen to you and the Widow Dilly talk all that mushy love stuff.
But, lad, I'm not going to talk about love stuff. Now, Sparky.
Oh, Mayor, where? Here I am, ready for luncheon day.
Well, Daffodil, Daffodil, my sweet one, how good it is to see you again.
Yeah. Listen to that, Big John.
Shh, be quiet now, Sparky, be quiet.
Oh, Mayor, you really see your itty-bitty daffodil again.
Oh, my charming little daffodil, allow me to say that you are even more beautiful than you were the last time I saw you.
Yeah, mush. Listen to him, Fay Joan. Come on, let's get out of here.
Now, hush, Sparky. Let's wait for the mayor and Miss Dilly to leave. Hello, Miss Dilly. Well, how are you?
Well, Fay Joan, charmed to see you again.
Well, I'm charmed to see you, too.
Hello, me.
Oh! How do you do, Sparky? You dear, sweet child?
Oh, hello, Miss Dilly. I'm very charmed to see you.
Well, now, wasn't that sweet? Come, let's all go down to the dining room. I've already ordered for all of us.
All right, fine, Miss Dilly. My, how nice to see you again. May I offer you my arm?
Oh, charmed, I'm sure.
And may I offer you my other arm? I mean, may I offer you an arm? You know what I mean.
Oh, dear me. Look at little old me walking arm in arm with two dashing, handsome men.
Oh, now, Daffodil.
Yeah, we're not as handsome as you are. Beautiful, Miss Dilling.
Gee, listen to that. Isn't it the most disgusting thing you ever did see or hear? When we get down to that restaurant, I won't be able to eat a thing. Not one single solitary lone individual bite. No siree.
We'd better leave. It looks like the mayor and Miss Dilly would like to be alone.
Hey, wait a minute, Big John. Wait a minute, I haven't finished my dessert.
Sparky, where in the world are you putting all that food? You've had two big helpings of mashed potatoes, two chicken legs, and several large slices of white meat, two helpings of creamed corn, and two helpings of carrots. And I'm quite sure that must be your third dish of chocolate ice cream.
Yeah, it sure is good. You know, this is the first real American food that I've had to eat since we left Africa. And boy, were those chocolate cookies ever good that they served with this ice cream. Just a minute, Big John.
Boy, and you were the one that said you wouldn't be able to eat a bite.
Oh, Daffodil, my little flower. You know, I didn't mean to run off and leave you all alone the last time I was down here in Florida. It's just that, well, I had to get back to Cincinnati. You know, I'm the mayor of the city, and I had some important civic duties to take care of there. You understand that?
I know, Mayor, and I forgave you a long time ago. But you won't do it again now, will you, Mayor?
No, never, never, Daffy, my sweet, never. If I get a chance, never. Now, let's see. You did say that they struck oil on that land you bought out in Texas, didn't you?
I should say so. Already we have 60 oil wells producing just barrels and barrels of oil every day.
Oh, yes, Daffy, my love. Yes, it is indeed good to be seeing you again. Mayor, my goodness, I'm shocked at you.
Well, I'm finished eating, Big John. Should we go and let the mayor and Miss Dilly be alone?
Well, okay. If you'll excuse us, Mayor, Miss Dilly.
Of course. And I know that I'll be seeing you again before you go back to Cincinnati. In fact, I may go back to Cincinnati with you.
Well, say, that would be nice, wouldn't it, Sparky?
Yeah. Real nice.
Oh, that dear, sweet child. Now, you two run along and enjoy the Florida sunshine while the mayor and I talk about future.
Yes, you and the lad take a stroll outside on the beach, Buster. I'll see you sometime later today, I guess.
All right, Mayor. Come along, Sparky.
Yeah, I'm right with you, Big John. Troy.
Well, Sparky, we'll just go out to the beach through that door over there. See, it opens right out onto the shore.
Okay, Big John, okay.
What the world's the matter with you, anyway?
Oh, I'm disgusted. Just plain out and out disgusted with Mayor Plumfront. Here he tries to act like he doesn't even like the Widow Dilly, and now, there he is, sitting back there talking love stuff with her.
Well, now, Sparky, the mayor has a perfect right to be romantic if he so wishes. Here, I'll push open the door for you.
Well, I sure don't know why the mayor would even want to be romantic. Well, who could be interested in stuff like that? Boy, love stuff.
Well, what's so horrible about love stuff, as you call it?
Well, it's disgusting, that's what. It's just plain disgusting.
You'll change your mind one of these days. Just wait until you see some pretty little girl coming along, and why, you'll just...
Big John!
What?
How can you say a thing like that about me?
Well, we'll see. We'll see. In the meantime, Mayor Plumfront has a perfect right to think about romance if he wants to.
Well, maybe so. But he better not think about getting married.
Well, you never can tell.
You don't mean it. Do you think that the mayor might marry the Widow Dilly?
Sure, it's possible.
Oh, no, not that. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Ever thought it would come to this? The mayor just might up and get married. Oh, why did we have to go and run into that Widow Dilly? Last time we were down here in Florida, it was Mayor Plumfront. And Widow Dilly and Mayor Plumfront. She told us she owned a big league baseball team, and it turned out that it was a girls' baseball team. She wanted the mayor to marry her then, but he escaped, and I hope he can escape now. Well, I guess I got another problem on my hands. How to save the mayor from the Widow Dilly? Oh, man. Thank you.